much of the time, but I'm also suffering sometimes.
Who causes the suffering?
When I think I'm separate.
Separate from what?
Separate from existence, God, what, truth, whatever one wants to call that. When I think I'm separate.
You can unite yourself with that expanded being in 1 minute. There is no distance to travel. There is no distance between yourself and that which you describe as being everywhere. Inasmuch as it is everywhere, it is just here. And if it is just here, how much time you will take to contact it? Think over this matter. We are sitting here to do meditation along these lines. That which is everywhere does not require time to contact. And you are also inside it. Because that which is everywhere includes everybody. So, what is your problem? You have to think a little correctly. You have to adjust your mind with caution. There is something in you which says you are separated. But if you go on analyzing the matter, you will find that separation is an illusion cast before your consciousness by a self-identical assertion which they call egoism. Egoism. But egoism everybody has got. But meditation is the solution for this. How did you come to know that you are separated from that which is everywhere? Who told you this?
My mind.
Your mind says like that. Generally, everybody's mind does not say that. Only your mind says that. Then, if your mind is saying that, you should consider yourself as a blessed person. The mind, it tells you some very wonderful thing. And so you must greet it and be happy with your mind. There are others who cannot think like that. They never feel they are separated from anything. They feel that they are in possession of everything. These are the rich people, business people, and magnates in business. They don't think they are separated from anything. If they feel separated, they will feel they are separate from money, and name, fame, power. But nobody thinks that one is separated from that which is everywhere. Such a soul is really a rare one. So I should consider you as a rare soul, not an ordinary person. Now we are sitting for meditation. You meditate on this interesting experience of your not being separate from that which is everywhere. Because the world everywhere makes it impossible for you to be different from it. You understand me? This is very important to know. I cannot be separate from that because that thing is everywhere in me and without me. So I am in it. You meditate like that. Every day you do that. Every day. Simultaneously you are present in the whole cosmos. You are wondering how can I be simultaneously present. This mind be of an ordinary person will reel. The headache will come.
I am everywhere.
You cannot tell it again and again. Then afterwards the brain will revolve like this. If you are everywhere, you don't know what consequence will follow. The centralization of the mind in one body, which is called me, will not allow the acceptance of the fact that you are not present only in this body, but in all the bodies. All the heaven and hell, everywhere you are present. That is like God. God is present in hell, heaven and in every quarter of the creation. There is no heaven and hell for God. There is no person also. There are no persons in the universe. There is only universe. The universe does not recognize the presence of persons like us. And if you force it to accept that we are individually existing, it will give a kick. And then you will suffer for it. It is like a renegade. Whoever asserts that he is also or she also existing separate from the universe will receive the kick of the consequence of a renegade. Whoever asserts himself or herself as outside the universe, he is a renegade in the sense that the government of the universe will kick you out. That is called karma. Karma is not what you are doing, but what reaction follows from being kicked by the universal whole. It is a much wider sense of the karma. The whole universe is acting for you. And you, the word you does not exist there. But there is an appearance of something like of me and you and it and all that the universe cannot tolerate. It immediately crushes it down. That is called the pain of the individual experience everywhere. If you can think all things at the same time, just imagine, all things at the same time, whatever you can imagine, think simultaneously, from earth to heaven, then you think. Simultaneously you must think, not one after the other. Today this, today another, tomorrow another. Just now, all things must be thought in one stroke. After the sky and after heaven and the absolute. No, can anybody think? We are living in an iron cage called this body. And the bird inside cannot fly out easily. It is clubbed into it. Very serious, continuous, intensive meditation is necessary to liberate this involvement in one's particular spot called the physical existence and make it get liberated to wider and wider levels. Until when you think everything. That is highest form of meditation. If you don't think everything simultaneously and think only some partial thing, the thing which you have ignored in your contemplation will react to you, react upon you and cause a mental distraction. You see, nobody likes to be ignored. You cannot say, these are my people, the others go to hell. You cannot say like that. The moment you adopt this attitude, the ignored persons will react in some way. Even a tree will react upon you. If you have the idea of cutting it tomorrow, it will be vibrate just now. Well, the moment you go near the tree, it will do anything. By electronic media, you can find out that it is sure one man is coming who is wanting to cut me tomorrow. So, if such a subtle reaction can take place from a plant or a tree, what about other things? Ordinary weak meditation cannot bring any result. It is a highly intensive and superlative type of effort. The effort must be superlative. Something I am doing little bit, but I am very busy. I cannot sit and meditate. These complaints have no meaning and nobody will listen to this complaint. It is like saying, I have no time to be righteous. Sometimes I am righteous. Any sense is there in talking like that? You are present in all the levels of existence at the same time, from nether regions up to the absolute. You are everywhere, even now. But you, something from foolishness, has compelled every person to think that he or she is existing in one place only. That foolishness is dispelled by an effort which releases this tension of attachment to physical existence at one place only. He may chant any mantra and all, it won't work like that. He may chant any mantra, but a person is inside the prison, and he is thrown into the jail for some offense he has committed. There he goes on chanting, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Why? You may chant mantra, but so your whole body is dominated by the power of offense that you have committed, and that will have equal effect as the effect of mantra may have. Nobody can be easily allowed to go scot-free like that. Everybody has to receive something. I am present in all the worlds at the same time. Thus you meditate. I am not in Rishikesh. I am not in India. I am not on the earth also. I am not in the sky. The entire creation I am pervading. Because the substance of my body is the substance of the whole cosmos. The whole cosmos is made up of the same thing which you are made of. You cannot be separated. Actually, the idea I am meditating also is an erroneous idea. You are not meditating. The whole thing and entire universal forces with which you are connected, they collectively act in meditation like an army marching. It is not one soldier going, the entire thing goes. Thousands of soldiers go in one direction to achieve one purpose only. They don't have different purposes. So, different kinds of meditation, one not tallying with the other, are attempted at one stroke, it will create some disturbance in the mind of everybody. It will be an onward march like a military. For one purpose only it is going. Each soldier does not have different ideals. They are going ahead for one purpose. Such a force they create. That is, they have got only one thought. Even if there are thousands of soldiers marching, all of them have one thought. It is very interesting thing it is. Now we are sitting in meditation. We are like the soldiers marching, you can say. But each soldier is thinking another something here, something there, and there is no common connecting link between the thoughts of the meditation individuals. It is not that each one will think whatever he likes. Even if it is a different type of thinking, it should be able to tune itself with the other kinds of thoughts also possible. A soldier marching, he is thinking one thought, I told you. But he may be also thinking that he has got family, he has got relations, he has got wife and children. He cannot forget that also. But he tunes up those ideas to the other idea of the single motive for which he is marching. There are two different thoughts, no doubt, but he have to bring them together. The soldier should not grumble, my family is somewhere, what is happening to them? That thought of the family welfare should not go contrary to the purpose for which he is marching as a soldier. He must be able to reconcile these two things. Otherwise, he will neither be a good soldier, nor he will be a good family man. It is very difficult thing to conceive. Sometimes two different obligations come. Equally powerful obligations. When a soldier marches and he is going ahead, he receives a telegram, your wife died. What he will think at that time? Will he tell the general, sir, I cannot go? At that time, he must weigh the consequences of one obligation and another obligation. But it is difficult to reconcile them. Who can go fighting in the army when he receives a telegram, your wife is dead? It is a shock to him. And that will upset the mind completely. But if he is intent upon the winning of the war, he has to reconcile these two aspects in a dexterous manner. Very difficult. Meditation is like marching in a
battlefield and oppositions, distractions, all kinds of things are in front of us. But we must be able to bring them together into a single focus of inclusiveness. No aspect of it is outside of the other. A person should be a hero in the mastery of his mind. He fully detached he will be. He should want nothing. Only a person who wants nothing, such a person can meditate like this. Hari Om.